The sky was crisscrossed with funnels of superheated air and fire, and lit by the stuttering flash of tracer. Black smoke smeared the horizon, bruised and dark, as if some vengeful god had used his thumb to cloak the sun in a thick pall of ash. The scream of engines sounded like the fabric of the world being torn asunder, as the Raven Guard's now depleted squadrons of Stormhawks and Storm Talons engaged the seemingly endless flock of enemy Heldricks. Quelled watched them for a moment, spiraling through the air, blooming in fire and death, seeking a path through the blockade to the civilian settlements so they might continue their devastating bombardments. The Raven Guard were holding them back, but at enormous cost. It was only a matter of time before another of the enemy flyers broke through, and then the bombing raids would resume. Quelled turned. Squat and looming, the mountain fortress of the enemy dominated the horizon. A soaring peak, riddled with caverns, punctuated with buttresses and barking gun emplacements, and at the very top, deep inside the mountain, the stronghold of the enemy commander, the one they called Mazik the Unfixed. Shrike's briefing had been short and to the point. Quelled and his fellow Shadow Masters were to penetrate deep into this stronghold and take down Mazik, cutting off the enemy chain of command and leaving them open to an all-out assault by the gathered Raven Guard. Even now they laid siege to the slopes of the mountain, repelled from all sides by swarms of vile, mutated cultists, demon spawn, and traitors.
For 12 days we have laid siege to the Eyrie, and still, each wave of attack breaks upon their defenses.
Quelled turned to see Shadow Captain Corrin of the 4th Company striding across the rugged tundra behind them. He wore ancient armor with a flared respirator, twin lightning claws, and the names of all of its previous owners carefully engraved into its outer carapace. Quelled had fought alongside Corrin on many occasions and admired his skill in battle, as well as his ability to command. If even he could not break the enemy forces, then the situation was dire indeed.
I presume all of this amounts to a distraction. That you've already sent a team into the fortress to effect an assassination.
Quelled could imagine the expression on Corrin's face, but it was hidden behind the faceplate of his helm. To his credit, his voice remained level, even.
3 teams have been dispatched. None, so far as I'm aware, have managed to breach the highest layers of the Warren. One squad reported severe losses before going silent. Another had their heads paraded from the upper parapets on spikes. And the third has not been heard from since they breached the outer wall.
He looked from Illith to Arteryx to Quelled, studiously ignoring Mordron.
And now the Chapter Master sends you.
Tell us more of this Mazik the Unfixed. A renegade Astartes, I presume.
Aye. A traitor. Alpha Legion. A former apothecary, taken to inflicting his insane experiments upon his followers. You'll see evidence of his work amongst the dead.
We shall dispatch more of the creatures ourselves. You've scouted for the best entrance into the mountain?
Aye. A third of the way up the slope, through a small cave mouth just east of that promontory.
Corrin pointed to indicate the location.
Very well. We move out. Continue the assault, Shadow Captain Corrin.
Keep them busy while we do our work.
Aye.